17 past 8 o'clock here on WPHM. Joining us right now online is U.S. Senator Gary Peters. Senator, good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul. Good to be with you.
Appreciate you joining us this morning. The you're a member of the Armed Services Committee in the U.S. Senate, and the National Defense Bill is up for conversation. Tell us a little bit about what that's going to do. Obviously, that's passed out of committee. What's that going to do for Michigan?
Well, it has a number of important provisions. It's the National Defense Authorization, which authorizes funding for the Department of Defense. It'll be up for a final vote today. First off, for the men and women who serve in uniform, it'll provide a 3% pay raise for all service members, which is great news, and certainly folks who deserve to have a raise as they continue to keep us safe. One particular amendment that I co-sponsored and pushed through in the bill deals with the keeping the A-10 Warthog flying, which, as you know, is the Air Force primary low-altitude, close-support aircraft that's beloved by folks in the Army and the Marines. When they hear that aircraft coming in, they know it provides the support that they need. And, of course, we have a very proud squadron at Selfridge Air National Guard Base. So we want to make sure that that plane continues to fly, continues to get the maintenance that it needs and the rewinging, and that has now been secured, continuing to go forward, which is good news for Selfridge and good news for Michigan, and to make sure that they continue their operations. I also worked to and passed legislation that I wrote as ranking member of the Homeland Security Committee to protect our supply chain. We've talked on this program before on how we have to make sure the medical supply chain is secure. We're finding that we are overly dependent on foreign manufacturers like China to provide this. And this instructs the Department of Defense to, one, to fully identify what vulnerabilities exist in the supply chain when it comes to those kinds of supplies for the Department of Defense, and then identify how we can actually strengthen that supply chain so that we're not as dependent as we currently are on foreign governments. So for me, that is a national security issue. Certainly, we have to make sure the Department of Defense is secure, but their efforts will help. Will also help secure the supply chain for civilian markets as well. The other
what's your level of confidence?
Senator. Yeah, say the other one that I pushed for and got adopted, which is very important for us in Michigan, is to increase funding from the CDC in their research as well as assessment of human health impacts of PFAS. As we know, PFAS is a major issue for us in Michigan. The former Wordsmith Air Force Base is impacted by that. We have over 200 PFAS-contaminated sites in Michigan out of the 700 identified across the country. This money will help us get a handle on what we need to do to clean these sites up and hopefully do that as quickly as possible.
That's fantastic. What is your level of confidence of this passing in the Senate?
I'm confident it's got broad bipartisan support. It's a lot of effort over the last few months putting this together, but I'm pleased we were able to come together in a bipartisan way, and it should pass by a wide majority.
At the same time, there's also a conversation about the next round of funding for COVID-19. What do you see in the next round in terms of being able to help Americans who are dealing with the economic fallout from COVID-19?
Well, we must do more. We passed the initial CARES Act, which was very important to protect families and small businesses, but that help needs to continue as this pandemic continues and the virus continues to spread. And certainly we're seeing some very troublesome statistics from around the country, as those places that may have opened up too quickly are now seeing a big spike in these cases. So we still have to deal with it. People are still being impacted. I'm looking to make sure that we continue unemployment compensation for folks who have lost their job. Some of that premium pay actually goes away in just a couple days. We have to make sure families continue to put food on the table and a roof over their head. I also think we need to have more flexibility and additional help for small businesses. We can't get through this crisis if our small businesses do not survive. They are the engine of growth in our local communities, and we're going to need to provide that help. And we're also going to make sure our state, local governments, and our school districts have the resources they need to operate safely. And so there's a lot on the plate. Hopefully, we'll be taking that up next week. That is the plan, and hopefully, that will continue to move forward on that pace.
time is of the essence on this, isn't it?
It is. It absolutely is. You know, we heard the House passed their package some time ago. Mitch McConnell and the Republican caucus did not want to move that quickly, despite economists from regardless of their political persuasion saying we need to act quickly. That if the economy starts sliding down, it's a lot harder to get it going again. And the longer you wait, the bigger the hole could be, and it's going to become even more expensive. So it's important to keep this moving in the right direction. And that means stabilizing families, small businesses, and doing what we need to get the economy to recover. That's why it's critical that we pass this as quickly as possible and get the help out to the country that the country needs.
Senator, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for being with us.